Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brochus, Daf Memches, in the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Revi, and beginning of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, one line before the bottom. So the Gemara spoke about different davenings that Amoraim established. And the Gemara now goes and says, they say in the house of Avianai, Hanoyim Mishnosu, someone wakes up in the morning, Tzorech Loimar, Boruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye Hameisim. You should say a bracha that Kishbuch is Mechaye Hameisim, because waking up from sleep is like getting up from death. Sheino is Echad Meshishim Memiso. And then continue and say, Ribboini Chatosi Lecho, we sin in front of you. You're also Fanech Hashem and Lekai, should attend the Lev Toiv. Hashem, you should give me a good heart. When you have a Chesam Dalef, Chelek Toiv, Yetzer Toiv, a good Chelek, a good Yetzer, Sever Toiv, Shem Toiv, a good hope and a good shame. Ayin toiv, a good eye to see things in the right way. V'nefesh toiv, a good soul. V'nefesh shvelo, a novel. V'ruach nemucho, another form of a novel. Al yischal l'shim chobono, we should not cause chil l'shim. V'al da'aseinu sicho b'fikol abriyos, people should not speak about us. V'al tiyech yiseinu l'achris, our ending should not be for chorus. V'al tikvaseinu, our hope, what we're yearning for, l'mapach nefesh, for something which will be a disappointment. V'al tatzichenu l'dei matnas bosov adom, don't require us to get a matan bosov adom, meaning that we need the assistance of other people. V'al timsor mizonoseinu b'dei bosov adom, don't make our mizonos rely on bosov adom. Shematnasom meuto, what they give is very little. V'chepasom merubo, the embarrassment that we have from them is much big, is very big. V'til chelkeinu b'sor esecho, we should have our part in toyo. Im oise ritzonecho, with the people that do your rotzon. Bnei beischo yichalecho yucho mikdashecho, the living parts of Beis HaMikdash, b'meir b'emin. Hevchia b'avo matzli, that was his davening. Yitzof enecho Hashem akim, okay, v'seinu, shtem b'libeinu lasoyis tshuva shleim l'fanecho, we should do tshuva shleim in front of you, shaloi nevoish b'avuseinu lo'ilom abo, should not be embarrassed from our parents in the world to come. V'yudu b'av shmuel kovel leila moiro d'yemar basa parshose ken. Rabbi Yishmael told his Amoiro to say this tefillah after the drasha. Once he finished the drasha, that would be the way for him to end the drasha. Rav Tanchum Bar Iskul Tiko, that was his name, Matzah, that was what he davened was, Yotzof Anech Hashem Lekei V'kei Avasai, Shetishbori V'tashbis Uloi Shal Yetzer Horem Milibeinu. Take away the yoke of the Yetzer from our heart. Shekach Berasonu La'asoyiz V'tzonecho. You created us to do your will. V'anu Chayavim La'asoyiz V'tzonecho. We're obligated to do it. We want to do your will and you want us to do your will. What's stopping us? The east in the dough, referring to the Yitzhara. You know that we don't have power to stand in front of him. He should stop his job against us. He should not be so strong against us. You'll cause a machna, you'll surrender. You'll be able to do your rutzon, like our rutzon, in a full heart. You should bring in our home, in our place where we live, avo, ve'achvo, shaloyim, ve'reyus, all the good brachas. Our end should be with hope and destination where we want to get to. We should be happy with what we achieved in Gan Eden. We should have a good heart, a good friend. We'll wake up and say, we'll find what we're yearning for. We should have whatever we need, and you'll give us whatever we need for toiva, for good things. The Mishnah said that Rav Chunin ben Akana, when he left Beis Medrash, he gave her a doh. He added to the davening of Rav Chunin ben Akana that he thanked Hashem who gave him a good deyo, das, umayse tov, and good deeds. Seems like he's saying that even what we do is because Hashem gave us koyach to do it. Says the Yerushalmi, Halacha Gimel in the Mishnah. Every day you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei brachas. You don't daven the entire Shmoneh Esrei. You could daven Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, which means you say it Pekitzah, as the Gemara is going to speak about. mitpala Shmona Esrei. If he knows how to daven well, because he used to daven by heart, so he should daven Shmona Esrei. If he allowed Mein Shmona Esrei, if not, he should do only Mein Shmona Esrei. Says the Gemara, V'lama Shmona Esrei. What is the source of daven Shmona Esrei brachas? Shum Levi Oyme Kereget Shmona Esrei Mizmoyrosh Shekosu Mirosh Shetehilim Ad Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. He says there's 18 prokim in Tehillim, 18 chapters in Tehillim, until you get to Yancho Hashem, Hashem will answer you. So you want it to be answered, you have to reach the ears. That's why you have 18 brachas. In Yomalcho Odom, Chayasrehen, someone tells you, no, it's not 18, it's 19. But you have 19 prokim until Yancho Hashem. Yancho Hashem is Perek Chof in Tehillim. And we're loyal, Lamakshu Goyim Leisu Minhoin. Lamakshu Goyim is not a separate Perek, it's included in the other Perek. From here they said, a person davens, he's not answered, he needs a tiny. Simple understanding is, he didn't fulfill the Yancho Hashem. For should bring over here, Yancho is also Losho Tainis. So if you're not able to get it through the brachos, you have to get to the Tainis. Homer Amano remes dem chochom, she'odom tzorech loyma l'raboy, tishma tfiloscho. Meaning the fact that it says Yancho Hashem, referring to the Pesuk says, Hashem will answer you, you see from here, a remes, a hint, the person tells Rebbe, Hashem should answer you. It's like a bracha telling the Rebbe, your davening will be accepted. He says, the reason you have 18 brachas is connected to 18 vertebrae in the spine. When a person davens, he needs to bow down and to completely bend his spine. What's the source of that? All the bones should join and be part of davening. Omar Levi says the source of Shmona Esrei is connected to Shmona Esrei Askorish Shebekatuv Bavul Hashem Neilim. In the parak Bavul Hashem Neilim, it says 18 times the name of Hashem. Omar Chunim Malach Ha'odom, a person will say, and here we're going to use the gears that we have on the Gemara. Shiva Esreinun, it's not 18. There is only 17 brachas of Shmona Esrei, not 18. And what does it mean? Because the Yerushalmi holds that Boinu Yerushalayim and Tzemach David, as we saw earlier, is one bracha. And Velamashinim was only established later. So you have only 17 brachas. Meaning, even though that's an extra bracha, but that's a bracha on his own. And therefore, you will have one name of Hashem connected to that bracha. He said, so he has the question, Mechtiv, Kela, Kovid, Hirim. What about the other word? If there's another name of Hashem in the Perek. It says Kale, Kela, Kovid, Hirim. That's also a name of Hashem. Omele, Vatani, Koilil, Sheminim, Vishal Poishim, Machni Azeitim, Vishal Zakenim, Vishal Gem, Miftach Tzadikim, Vishal Dovid, Boin Yerushalayim. Meaning there's several askaris in davening. Some of them are included in different brachas. But there's seven different mentionings that we have in davening. Says the Gemara, Yistach Misap Kol Kol Chad VeChad Ol Minyoin Hat Korot. Do you have a score for each one of them? You don't have a score for each one of them. So meaning, what is the Gemara saying? So two ways that the Mefarshim say over here. Either the Pshat is that you see that we don't have to use every score that we have. So we have a general scores, and there's some scores maybe we're not going to use because you see it doesn't exactly fit the scores with the brachas. Or the way the Maharal Pulta says, we just use the score of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kael Kovidirim is a different name of Hashem, is Aleph and then Lamed. That we're not using. Because anyway, we're not going to have everything. So we're using only the main one, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina B'Shem Pinchas Keneged Shmona Esrei Pehomim She'Ovois Ksuvim B'Toyo. It's Keneged the 18 times that the names of the Ovois are mentioned in the Toyo. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and all three. Im Yomalech Ha'odom Chayasrehem, if you count it, if someone's going to say it's not 18, it's 19. Meaning this pasuk that says Vinei Hashem Nitzav Olov, and it says Vayomer Ani Hashem Lokeh Avraham Avicho Lokeh Yitzchok Ha'ot Asher Shechev Aleh Lachod Neu Zarecho. This pasuk that was mentioned to Yaakov is not part of the count. So simple understanding why there you don't mention Yaakov. Because we was talking to Yaakov. He's saying, remember Avraham and Yitzchok, he's not mentioning Yaakov. The Vilna Gaon has different gears over here. We talk about the Zecharti Lemes Bisi Yaakov, Tavis Bisi Yitzchok. That's not included because you're not mentioning the right order. You started from Yaakov going up to Avram. That's what Rabbi Chaim explains over here. Says the Gemara, Im Yomech Ha'odom Shmai Sehen. One says, one second, it's not 18, it's only 17. Shmi Avram Yitzchok Minoin. When Yaakov Avinu says, you will mention my name in the name of Avraham and Yitzchok. So then that's part of them. That's part of the one of the psukim that you do mention. And so why this is better than the previous pasuk according to the two pshatim that we mentioned. The 18 times it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the second parsha of Binyan Mishkan, which means Parshas Pekudei. It says from which pasuk you start counting tells you that pasuk. That's the pasuk you start counting the 18 tzivui. Sheva Shal Shabbos B'nayin. Says Gemara, how do we know the source of seven brachas on Shabbos? Amav Yitzchak getting it Shiva Koyel Shikosu Bahavu LaHashem Bnei Elim. Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim. It says Koyel Kol Hashem seven times. That's the connected seven brachas. Amav Yudon Antoyo getting it Shiva Askor Shikosu Mizmor Shilim Hashabbos seven times. And it says the name of Hashem and Mizmor Shilim Hashabbos. Teisha Rosh Hashana B'nayin. What's the source of the nine brachas of Rosh Hashana? The 9 times says the name of Hashem and the tefillah of Chano. Hashem yudin afsei oritz. That's a lotion of din, and that's what belongs to Rosh Hashanah. Assume the 24 brachas of Taniyos, where does that come from? Rino v'tfilo v'tchino. The 24 times in the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, they daven beis hamikdash. That when our people need help, Hashem will help them. The 24 living lishonos of tefillah that are mentioned there, that's that connected there. We have 24 brachas in the tefillah of Tainis. Rav Zeir b'Shem Yirmiyo. He said the name of Rav Yirmiyo. Yochid b'Tanit Zibur tzarich laskir me'ina me'oyro. Person was davening at Shmoneh Esrei in a Tainis. He does need to mention the Tainis. Eichon Uormer, where does he mention it? Between Gaul Yisrael and Refechalim, between Gaul Yisrael and Refeinu. Uma Uormer, what does he say? That's the Tefillah of Aneinu. Anein Hashem Aneinu, Be'esu V'oinu Azois, at this time. Ki B'tzor G'doylo Anachnu. Al Taster Panech Yemenu, don't hide your face from us. V'al Titelemet Chesein, don't ignore our call. Ki Atar Hashem Oine Be'etzor. You save us in a time of Atzara, Poidu Matze B'chol Eis Mitzuko. And you always come and redeem us in every time that is difficult. Ve'itzakur L'Hashem Mitzayar L'Hem Mitzukasem Yutziem. That's a pasuk that we mentioned according to the Girsa of the Yerushalmi at the end of this bracha. And then we end, Poruch Ato Hashem Oine Be'etzara. That's the full bracha of Aneinu. And the Yerushalmi now is telling us that every yachid, every individual should say it as a bracha after Gaul Yisrael. He says that a yochid should not say a broch on his own, he should just include it in Shema Tfilo, as is our minuk. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Brochus, Daf Memches.